My name is Clay Bruce, and my story is called The Lone Sensei. Once in a vast city with almost an uncountable population, there was a small ethnic community by the name of Chinatown. Yes, I mean the Chinatown of the Big Apple. In that community lived a very wise man that goes by the name of Z Tun. This man owned a noodle shop named the Lone Sensei, but it was a real cover for his main speciality, martial arts. Also in Chinatown lived a middle-class boy named Ben. Ben came from a Chinese background and was regularly picked on at school. One day, Ben was out shopping when he bumped into a short, stubby American boy. They had a decent conversation about their families, soccer, and the great food around the shopping plaza. They quickly became friends and companions that were a Lewis and Clark pair over the summer. But the real test of their friendship was yet to come. As a summer that was like a paradise came to an end, Oliver and Ben started school at Darwin High School. As they strolled into the main lobby, they were encountered the worst thing a freshman can ever face, a senior bully. The bully was 6'4" and the school champ in wrestling and football ever since he stepped into Darwin High School. His name was Jack Davis, or Rocky, because of his fighting skills. He laid his scrunched pupils on the kids and at an instant became their worst fear. Later in the school year, Rocky continued to terrorize Oliver and Ben. One day, after getting beat to a pulp by Rocky and his gang, they decided to go out to eat at the Lone Sensei. "I can't believe how terrible that guy is," said Oliver. "And he gets away with everything," replied Ben. They sat down at a booth and were met by a short old Chinese man in robes. "What would you like to eat?" said the old man. They ordered mandu dumplings and noodles and continued their conversation about Jack Davis and their latest encounter. "I just wish I could fight back," Ben said. Just then, the old man was back with a steaming plate of dumplings and fried noodles. "Did I hear you say you need help to fight?" grunted the old man. "Well, kinda. Well, I specialize in a few forms of fighting." "Really?" said Oliver excitedly. "What kind of fighting?" "Martial arts," replied Z Tun. The next few weeks, Z Tun taught the basics of martial arts. He taught them karate in his backyard with flowers that were beautiful and a pond that wrestled with the rocks by it. He also made them wax his massive car collection. In 4 weeks, they were as strong as an ox, as quick as a hummingbird, and as agile as a crane. They then ran into Rocky and his gang the next day at school. "Ready to fight, punks?" belched Rocky, but he didn't know their new talent Oliver and Ben had acquired. Rocky moved on the two of them with his best friend David. Rocky and David removed their red coats and ran at them in a rampage. Oliver kicked David in the stomach and flipped him. Then Ben blocked a punch by Rocky and flipped him. Rocky got up and ran away with the rest of his gang. After school, Ben and Oliver ran to the Lone Sensei to tell Z Tun the news. As they told Z Tun the big news, who was to walk in but a lone Rocky with a scowl on his face. But to a surprise, he came out of his mouth. He was sorry for all the wrongdoings and wondered how to fight calmly and majestically rather than recklessly. In the end, Rocky became a great fighter through meditation and right understanding. The moral of the story is to live a calm life rather than a reckless life. After the confession of Rocky, Oliver and Ben pondered on the past few months. They then crossed the street and got hit by a car and died. The moral of the story that they learned the hard way was to look both ways before crossing the street. The end.